The Camel Club by David Baldacci. Read by Alex Jennings. The Chevy Suburban sped down the road, enveloped by the hushed darkness of the Virginia countryside. 41-year-old Adnan Al-Remi was hunched over the wheel. Adnan had been born in Saudi Arabia but migrated to Iraq as a young boy. There were two passengers in the back seat. The man talking in Farsi on a cell phone was Mohammed Al-Zawahiri, an Iranian who had entered the country shortly before the terrorist attacks on 9/11. The man next to him was an Afghan named Gul Khan, who'd been in the States only a few months. He was checking his machine gun with nimble fingers. A few drops of rain fell against the window. Hearing the clatter of an engine, Adnan glanced out. Mohammed had heard it too. He rolled down his window and poked his head out. When he saw the wink of red lights overhead, he barked at Adnan, who nodded and hit the gas. The Chevy flew along the snaking country road, yet even the fastest car couldn't outrun a helicopter on a serpentine track. Mohammed ordered Adnan to pull off under some trees and wait to see if the chopper kept going. Adnan drove under the trees, and all three men got out and crouched down by the vehicle. For a moment it appeared that the chopper had left, but then a searchlight beam cut through the tree canopy directly over them. Mohammed nodded at Adnan, instructing him to go for a better look. The Iraqi ran to the edge of the tree line and gazed up. The chopper was hovering 60 feet overhead. Adnan returned to his companions, reporting what he'd seen.
"Shit," Mohammed said. "I think they're landing."
Adnan nodded at his companions.
"It is only a two-person helicopter. There are three of us. We will take some Americans with us."
"You fool," Mohammed snapped.